Kia ora koutou katoa, Anahila kanangata asui sui ki. Welcome to Well with Anahila this afternoon. It's great to have you listen to us. Of course, as you know, our program is about people talking about what they do for wellness. Today we are lucky to have our guest today is Aloma Siulua. So Aloma currently lives in Papakura, and she will talk to us about, what she does for wellness, in terms of wellness. She currently works for Monte Cecilia Housing Trust as a whānau worker, doing transitional housing at the Takanini and Papakura sites. She is also on her second year of study at Te Wānanga or Aotearoa, studying towards a Bachelor of Social Work. Aloma is married to Jack and has a two-year-old son, Mandisa Jr., which, as I said, they live in Papakura. Aloma, malo daulava, welcome to Well with Anahila.
Malo lele, Anahila, thank you for having me today.
Oh, it's awesome. So it's wonderful to have you today. As I've said, it's a conversation about what you do for wellness. Tell us a little bit about yourself. I've shared a few information about yourself, but let us share with the listeners something that you might want to share.
As you said earlier, Anahila, I'm a mum of a two-year-old. I'm doing full-time study at Te Wānanga, doing my second year Bachelor of Social Work. Mm. And I'm also a full-time employee working with Monte Cecilia Housing Trust.
Mm-hmm.
Things can get a bit overwhelming at times. What I do try and do is make sure that, I'm always not only just focused on myself but also my family's well-being.
Mm-hmm.
For my two-year-old and also my husband, so we're always, trying to make sure that we're eating well as much as we can, and that's also we also attend church spiritually. It is important for us as Tongans, as well as, my mum and my grandmother always, as we were growing up, encouraged us and brought us up as we, most evenings, as you know, when we, for Fala the Fala, most evenings to our family, to always find our spiritual healing and wellness and haora and well-being in our spiritual prayer and journey. And that's the same thing we do for Manitisa Jr.
Mm-hmm.
In our household. We encourage the same thing where we do the same approach for him. At night we have a family and we sing songs.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of songs that we grew up singing at Lautohi, Pasapate on Sundays.
Aloma, so you spoke about that you're Tongan and you live in Papakura, so tell us about, when were you born in New Zealand or did you migrate from Tonga?
So I migrated to New Zealand in the 80s with my parents, and we lived originally in Pāmua GI, Glenelis. And then just 3 years ago, my husband and I were able to save some money and purchase our home here in Papakura.
Mm-hmm.
This was the high prices of housing and that we weren't able to afford in Glenelis.
Congratulations, not many people can, a young couple are owning a home at the moment, so congratulations on being a homeowner, and Papakura's not that bad once you're used to it.
Yeah, it's a beautiful area out here, very different from the community in GI that we grew up in.
Yeah, so you were in Glenelis in the 1980s and you moved out, you purchased your home along with your husband and you moved to Papakura 3 years ago. It must be a difference in...
Yeah, definitely is. Different communities as well, and we're still trying to find our connections to the community here in Papakura. mm-hmm. because we were well connected to the Glen Innes community through going to Glen Innes Metodisi, church, and also my grandmother was a big part of establishing the Glen Innes community along with Mani and Wina Mahe.
Okay, and your grandmother's name?
As Nonia Kasilita Talanoa.
Nonia Talanoa. Okay, so you've gone into a totally new community, and you're still trying to connect, but what are the things that you've connected to in Papakura?
Well, obviously work, you know, I've found, so I attend the networks meeting that Dana Ray has, you know, she CCs me in emails for networks meetings here in the community in Papakura, but I still find myself going back to Glen Innes. So they have a the Baongo family from Glen Innes have established a fitness program where it's they started a 12-week challenge and ended that just earlier this month.
Oh, so you're saying there was a Baongo family in Glen Innes, they started a 12-week challenge.
And so I still find myself going back there to support and be a part of the programs and community initiatives out in Glen Innes.
Okay, and do you think that that's something that you could replicate in Papakura?
Yeah, I could. I mean, eventually I hope to do something like that and bring some of my connections from Glen Innes to Papakura to help start some initiatives out here and help me do that. In future.
Yeah, Aloma, we had a guest a week ago, and her name was Jan. And she's connected to the Papakura Marae. And that would be a good, Jan Piahama, that would be a good place to start. At the Papakura Marae and see what's happening at the Marae. Every Thursday there's a community kai, which means the Papakura puts on, and they welcome volunteers to come along. So because you're sort of new to the area, 3 years, that's probably a good place to start. The Papakura Marae. Jane said the best way to connect with them is through Facebook, and they have all their information on Facebook.
I will look into that. Thank you.
Okay, so you, this 12-week challenge, the Baongo family, I think, is that the same program that I've got? I had a guest previously, and her name was Mele Mele. Is that the same?
That's the same one.
Oh, the same one. Okay, what worked for you in terms of that program?
I think it's just the community feel of getting together as family and friends. And encouraging each other, you know, when one's not doing so well or feeling down, the other's pulling them up, you know, so it's not an individual, it's a collective.
Okay, so you travelled from Papakura to Glen Innes weekly to join the group?
I didn't actually join this time round, but I was supportive of this group because I grew up with them. I am hoping to, they've encouraged me so much with their weight drop and you know, just the healthy way of lifestyle that moving forward that they've chosen to do. I've felt encouraged to join the next 12-week challenge.
Yeah, okay. So you talked about you're a full-time student and you're also full-time employed. So what do you do for your... I think you've started talking about your spiritual wellness with the Whawhaa Mere, which is for the non-Tongan speakers. It's a family evening where family come together and pray. Do you do that weekly or daily?
Oh, we do that daily. It's something that we do daily, but we also go for walks as a family. A lot of time with Mani Tisa, I suppose, when I'm having, when I have time after I've handed an assignment, I usually use that time to just really get involved with what he, you know, like going out to Ambry Farm or just getting out into the natural environment.
Okay, so you talked about Ambry Farm. Is it in Mangere? It's interesting having a Talanoa with you is because you connect with Glen Innes because you've been there since the 1980s. And then you at the Te Wānanga Aotearoa, which is based in Mangere.
Yes.
And you go for walks in Mangere.
Yes.
Okay. So is there anything you do in Papakura?
Yes, I work in Papakura.
All right.
I work in Papakura, and I haven't. We've taken him out to parks in Papakura.
Yeah,
our son. Yeah, we go to Mama Sila's new restaurant.
Oh yeah, Mama Sila's. So Mama Sila is. I've been to Mama Sila's, and that's Tongan. What would you call it? Cafe? Tongan Cafe in Mama Sila has a wide range of delicacies. That should be eaten in moderation.
Agreed.
Yeah, it is interesting because that's how, for me personally, I grew up in the 80s in Onehunga. I still attend the church there, the Onehunga Tongan Methodist Church. I'm now in my almost 50. Yeah. And my children, my youngest child attends Onehunga High School and she's at the church. So we do everything in Onehunga in terms of our most things we do in Onehunga. My husband works there and we live in Manurewa. So I suppose it's really, is it about the connection to the places?
Totally is.
Because
my parents also moved out here with us and stayed only lasted here a month or two. And then they just said that the laundromat in GI is better. The TAB in GI is better. So they didn't really connect. It's been such a long time that we've been connected to that community that I don't think they could have adjusted to the changes.
Okay, they still attend, which church? So they've gone back to Glen Innes and the same Methodist church that you attended.
Yes.
Are you still at Glen Innes?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Did you know there's a Methodist church in Manurewa, in Papakura?
Yes, we are. We just found out about a month or two ago, but we haven't been able to, we feel like, because of our connection, and we're established in Galasi Aho in that, at GI.
What's a Galasi Aho? I think our non-Methodist non-Tongan listeners won't know what a Galasi Aho is.
So Galasi Aho is like a, what would you call it, a Bible studies group or a connect group, a weekly connect group.
So you're all members, so you're all members of the Methodist Church, and that you are
in Glen Innes.
Yeah, I know that I'm also part of the Glassy Hour, but I think they've forgotten what I look like. But, so just to let our non-Methodist Tongan listeners know what that is, so it's a Bible, a prayer group that meets weekly. And you have someone that leads it, and the group is usually all connected.
Yes.
Yeah.
And usually are living in the local area.
They live in the local area. They're connected. So you see each other. So you've gone from a place where you see your church group on a Sunday, the prayer group, Galasi Aho, on a Thursday. On a Thursday. Your parents know everybody or everywhere it is in Glen Innes. And that you've moved out to Papakura, to a totally different community, and your parents lasted a month.
Yes, and when we walk around in the shopping centre and we see someone wearing a MMT top, it's like we feel like we've found family.
Okay, yeah. Do you talk to them?
We have that connection straight away.
So you and I know what a MMT is. I don't think there are hopefully more than your family and my family. Listeners know what that is.
So not in my tonga t-shirt, yeah. Something that represents a cap or something that represents not in my tonga team, rugby league team.
All right, so do you say hello to them or do you just smile and walk away?
Well, I smile and I do the eyebrow look.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay. Yeah. And what do they do in return?
Sometimes they look at me funny, but most times they do the same back and they smile with their, I smile with my gold teeth and then
okay. Yeah, so I just, Tongans are notorious to having a gold teeth, a gold tooth, or two. Some people like to have maybe three or four, but normally it's one. Yeah, so, oh, that's great. You've just, I mean, like I said, it's. I'm serious when I say congratulations on being a homeowner. You're a homeowner, you've moved out of Tāmaki area of Glen Innes because you've just said that you're unable to afford the Auckland prices.
Yeah.
And you're in Papakura, and it's been 3 years and you're trying to connect into the local area, but you do work for Monte Cecilia Housing Trust.
Yeah,
maybe you could talk about some of the people. What do you see that comes in there? Knowing that this program is all confidential and we're talking about people's wellness. Yeah.
Yes, so through my work, I have been able to connect with, you know, Papakura Marae. So I have taken my son over there, like, as you mentioned it earlier, I have taken my son there for the Christmas because they usually put on a lot of events.
Yes, yes.
So we do attend some of their Christmas because they have their own sort of Christmas in the park during December month. And I haven't had the opportunity to go because I keep saying to my husband, let's go over there and volunteer for a Thursday night soup kitchen. Over at the Marae, but haven't been able to get there yet.
I really encourage you to do that. I've been there, I volunteered. I know that they're quite welcoming and it's really, and there's a process. You report into Mary, you get your gloves on, you get all geared up, and then they tell you what station that you're on, and you're serving people, and they're always encouraging people to, you know, to smile and greet people as they come in. Yeah, so it is a really great atmosphere at the Marae. Oh, okay, so you've been thinking about doing that?
Yeah, but also a lot of my families that I work with, we connect them to their services because Papakura Marae have a lot of services that support whānau, like parcels, food parcels, family starts programs, parenting licenses. So there's a whole lot of services that they do provide and supports for the families that I work with.
Oh, thanks, Aloma. Yeah. So if somebody's new to the area, newer than you, 3 years, what would you suggest they do?
Yeah, I suggest that just like what you suggested earlier, that sort of, you know, reminded me, is that that's the first thing when I started working out here, I connected to Papakura Marae, and that's how I found they connected me to other services as well. Yeah, so I just encourage people to just go into the Marae because they're really friendly, as you said, really welcoming and hospitable, and just connect with. I connected with a lady named Ella. Ella. She's practice manager, I think, over at Papakura Marae. She's really awesome, and just because they also got doctors, GP at the on-site as well for her.
Yeah, see, you are connected, but you just needed some prompting.
Thank you, Angela.
Yeah, some prompting in terms of Papakura. Yeah, so, okay, so there are doctors at the Marae?
Yeah, there are that people can also enroll into as well. But, yeah, that is the first place that I went to when I started working out here at our transitional housing for Monte.
Yeah, and Montisa, so he's 2 years old.
Yes.
And is he attending any child care in the area, or is your parents here?
So he's attending local childcare in the area as well, that has also helped us connect to, you know, different services in the area. And I've encouraged a lot of, because of how I know how that centre works, I'm able to encourage a lot of the families with young toddlers to also trial or explore these daycares, the local daycares.
So when you say local, you're talking about public or own?
Yes.
I just want to be clear.
I'm talking about public.
Okay. Yeah, well, it makes sense. It's closer to home and work. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so you're connected for the... Your child for the daycare?
Yes.
Yeah, you talked about most people think that well-being is you've got to commit to some sort of physical activity, but you also talk about your spiritual side where you're connected to the church. Yeah. We've got about 9 minutes left in our Talanoa today. We'll probably give you that opportunity to share what works for you. And perhaps if our listeners are listening, it could something that they could relate to.
Yeah. So I think what's important is that everyone just needs to figure out self, and wherever, because obviously I've spoken about different. Stages of my life during our Talanoa, our talk today, and I think it's just about centering myself in my current situation and finding what works best for me spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally, and yeah, just taking situations, because you know all the things that I'm doing can get a bit overwhelming at times. And as many people out there could, you know, would be able to connect and to what I'm talking about, being a mum, a student, and also working. But I think it's about I draw my strength spiritually from God, because I don't think I would be able to really do all that I do without having... maybe a mental breakdown, but without drawing strength through prayer, and that for many people can be, you know, through Allah or the universe, and their spiritual, whatever their spiritual being is, so usually I just draw from that and sort of helps ground me again, and obviously, through family and my husband's great support as well, my parents and my extended family, just everything just sort of works. You know, you just take each day as it comes and live in the moment. Remember to breathe each day, you know. Remember to just take a breath and be grateful for what you have and the blessings that you have.
Thank you for sharing that, Aloma. That's beautiful. So what do you do when you're after church is done? What's one of your favorite things that you relax, that relaxes you?
One of the things a couple of things I like to do is, one of them is sleep.
Yeah.
A lot of good 8 hours sleep. Not that you know what that's like once you become a mum, what 8 hours sleep looks like, but you find time to have some rest. And then, of course, play. I love to, there's a trampoline that I'm looking at right now. My son, I love to roll around on that trampoline and just to call my son and laugh. We love to laugh. I love to laugh.
I
think that's my main thing I like to do is laugh.
I think, I can picture you rolling on the trampoline. For one moment there, I thought you were going to jump up and down on the trampoline. I can picture you on a Wednesday afternoon after five. You just come back from work, and you're out there rolling on the trampoline and laughing with your son. No, I think that's great. Yeah, because it is about the small things that really matter. Say that makes a difference. And you don't have to be in a gym, bouncing up and down, or somewhere else. You could just do that at home. Yeah, so really, Aloma, that's the program. It's about a conversation, a talanoa, a kōrero, about what people do for their wellness. And doesn't necessarily mean that you have to spend money on it. It's just to share what you do in terms of wellness. And your story today has been brilliant. It's been great because you've spoken about being in a community for so long, which is Glen Innes, and then you moved to Papakura. You've been there 3 years. Your parents didn't last a month. But you've slowly, you think you do most of your most things in Glen Innes, but actually after talking with you, you've actually been involved in the Papakura Marae. Your child attends daycare in Papakura, and we can find you most evenings rolling around on your trampoline at the backyard. So thank you very much for sharing your story. If
you're
just
welcome.
Tune in, people, if you've just tuned in, this is Anahila Kanungata Sui Sui Ki. You're listening to The Well with Anahila program. My guest today is Aloma Siulua. Aloma is from a place in Tonga called Fuamotu, Whangago Whewhe, and her dad is from Neiafu, a place called Talau in Vava'u. And she is a resident in Papakura for the last 3 years. I didn't really get your age, but I'm pretty sure you're quite, I can say that you're a young homeowner and that you do most things in Papakura, and the other times you are in Glen Innes or at studying in Te Wānanga o Aotearoa. We're almost running out of time now, Aloma. Is there anything that you'd like to share with our listeners this afternoon?
Just be well, go well. That's just what I wanted to say. Go well.
Yeah, thank you, Aloma. Thank you for sharing your story with us. It's been great, and have a great May. Our program is, of course, in the month of May. Have a great May, and if you hear other people out there in Papakura or Tāmaki that would like to share their story online with our listeners, let me know and we could have them here. We could have them here to have a conversation about what they do for wellness in Tāmaki or Papakura. Thank you very much, Aloma. You have a great evening.
Thank you so much, Anahila. Have a great evening. Bye.
Thank you very much. And that was Well with Anahila this evening. Have a great Wednesday, the rest of your Wednesday. Ka kite anō.